What happens if an astronaut dies in space? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the American Association of Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Emmanuel Urqueta, assistant professor in the Center for Space Medicine at Baylor College of Medicine, considers the options.
I recently received a question through the Conversations Curious Kid platform from Guillermo in Florida. He asked, what happens if someone dies in space? My team and I at the Translational Research Institute for Space Health, or TRISH, find and fund innovative technologies to keep astronauts healthy. As a space medical doctor, dying in space isn't my favorite thing to think about. However, protocols exist for this scenario, and it is something that many people wonder about. Let's first discuss what would happen in a pressurized environment, like if you're inside a space station or a vehicle. If an astronaut died on low Earth orbit, orbiting the Earth, the crew could send the body back to Earth in a capsule within hours. If this happened on the moon, the crew could take the body home in just a few days. But if an astronaut died during the trip to Mars, which is way longer, the crew likely wouldn't be able to return quickly to Earth. They would probably preserve the body in a separate chamber or a specialized bag for the months or years remaining of their mission, and finally deliver the body to Earth upon their return. On the other hand, death could also occur on a pressurized environment. If an astronaut stepped outside into space or onto the surface of the moon or Mars without the protection of a spacesuit, they would die almost instantly from exposure and lack of atmospheric pressure. If a death occurred on the surface of the moon or Mars, the crew would likely preserve the body in a specialized bag until they can return to Earth. And a top priority would be to support the crew and grieving families on Earth from their loss. Planning for every scenario is part of space exploration. Our priority at TRISH is to use the latest science and technology to help humans thrive during flights and long-duration missions in space, or wherever else they explore.
That was Emmanuel Urqueta of Baylor College of Medicine. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and you, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.